This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. Downtown Chicago is well on its way to welcoming some of the biggest names in racing for the 100-lap NASCAR event this weekend. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel spent time in the area this week and found people near the track are cautiously optimistic about the first-of-its-kind outing.
On a recent afternoon at the intersection of Ida B. Wells Drive and Michigan Avenue, right in the heart of the soon-to-be racetrack, a city worker is spending her day directing pedestrian traffic at the crosswalk surrounded by gates and closure signs.
It's been pretty good, but other than people that's lost because everything is blocked off.
Okay, got it.
You can go ahead.
We're interrupted by a group of tourists trying to find a way to Buckingham Fountain, which would normally be a straight shot from where we stand. But instead,
you cannot get through here.
Okay,
so you have to go all the way around. So you'll go three blocks. Come on, five.
Days before this part of Michigan Avenue will be enveloped by a track wall and thousands of spectators for the two-day event, it's still bustling with commuters, tourists, buses, and cars. That's as crews work to build rows and rows of risers for thrill-seeking audience members.
So many closures, so many bleachers just lining the streets.
Some of those streets, particularly Michigan Avenue, are home to businesses like Kilwin's, an ice cream shop with a manager named Aaron Johnson. Johnson says he'll staff a full house on both race days, and as a NASCAR fan, he'll be there as well.
I'm pretty excited to see it myself. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll be here all day, me being the store manager. But yeah, I think it's going to be a fun experience for the city. I think it'll bring a lot of good revenue.
A few doors down, the owner of Mamadou's Clothing and Jewelry, like many people I spoke to, is less emphatic.
I don't know. It could be good. It could be, bad.
Mamadou Jobu moved from the Loop's Thompson Center just 9 months ago, and he said he hasn't experienced full street closures like this before. But he says the city has been good at communicating and that he'll try to sell his African, Jamaican, and Caribbean attire to a new clientele.
It might not be appealing to the NASCAR audiences, but sometimes, too, you never know, their wives or, whoever could come around and buy some dresses.
But those window shoppers won't likely be coming from the South Loop. Several residents from the neighborhood adjacent to the course are getting out of Dodge come Friday.
I don't plan on being around, so that's kind of how I'm dealing with it.
Yeah, I'll just be up in Lincoln Park, Lakeview with friends.
We're actually planning to go to the suburbs to see a friend.
That last voice, South Looper Summer Jiao, says her life hasn't been affected much by the street closures, aside from a canceled lactation appointment where her specialist couldn't commute to her house because of the race, so they did it over Zoom instead. But she and others, like Brody Palin, agree it comes with the territory of living in downtown Chicago.
I mean, it's summer Chicago, traffic is bad anyway, so I hope they don't destroy the roads. I don't know. I guess it's not much worse than they already are, but
back on the race route, two tourists offer a unique firsthand perspective to Chicagoans new to and maybe skeptical about NASCAR. Best friends Jeannie Burke and Valvia Bright say they visit Chicago annually from Alabama, where NASCAR has had a stronghold for many years.
Other than traffic, those people who want to be a part of that culture are going to deal with it, but it doesn't seem to have an effect on the rest of the city.
No, not at all.
It just means another element to the city, because Chicago consists of all types of culture and events, and that's what I like about it.
NASCAR's first ever street race takes place this weekend, with the main race starting at 4:30 p.m. on Sunday. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.
This is WBEZ.